We Got the Geek is recorded before a live studio audience.
Jay Stu, and I'm really happy to be here, sitting here on the couch at Water Raven Manor.
Hello.
With, of course, Sarah Water Raven.
Sarah Water Raven! Yay!
And Sarah J.
What's up?
Sarah J. Yay!
Yay!
All right, so the reason we've convened here is a couple weeks ago, We Got the Geek celebrated its fifth anniversary. Half a decade.
Cinco!
Very exciting.
Or Sank en Francais.
Yeah, February 18th, 2013 is when we started. I'll just give you a little background. At the time, I was part of a geek radio show on the internet. And I'd been doing that for 3.5 years. Near the end there, things got dicey. And we weren't getting our shows put up on iTunes. And it sucks because we had some good stuff. Like, we interviewed the guy that did the voice of the Tick.
Oh,
for like an hour. Forever lost. I don't know what happened to that interview.
Yeah, that's upsetting.
I mean, we like, some of the old interviews survived, and I put them up on We Got the Geek. But we convened at John Ballmer's house and decided to do a podcast.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember struggling for like an hour to come up with a name for the podcast until 7-year-old Diana just blurted out, "We Got the Geek." We all sat around.
Stuck.
We all sat around singing the Go-Go song, but with We Got the Geek.
That's adorable.
Yeah.
We got the geek. We got the geek.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we just kind of...
Exactly where you were going with that.
We just kind of looked at each other and, why did it take an hour to pick the name out? So we went live on the 18th. First thing we posted was a comic book review with me and Jay Hunter. And people followed us over from the old show and started listening to the segments.
That's nice. Great.
And I do want to mention how you guys came to the show. And by the way, all the big things for the show happened in 2015 for some reason.
Dumb luck.
Met you guys. met all our cosplay friends. Met Danielle. So I met you, Sarah, that summer. I'd been bumping into you at events.
Yes.
And started talking to you at the Geekery a little bit. Did you know about us before we started bumping into you at events?
Nope.
Oh, okay. So I asked you to be the photographer for us when we did the Hamilton Film Expo. You said yes.
I did say yes.
And we also got Danielle involved at the time, too. Like, yep. I should mention, like, a couple of the other old members were still on the team at this point, just weren't seeing them very frequently anymore. They went off to do their own thing and fishing shows and whatnot. So you and Danielle came with me to this show, and by the end of the show, I asked you guys to become members.
Yes.
And it was awesome. And then I'm going to ask you to tell the story this time, because I've said it a million times. So, like, right around the same time, and we won't mention the name of the con.
Yeah.
Until recently, it was, like, the worst show I'd ever been to. And then this young lady was introduced to me. And what were your first thoughts that day?
Oh, you know what? I'd never been to that con, and I had, up until that point, I'd been insanely bored. The only entertainment Josh and I had that day was this lovely little girl who came up to my booth and was like, "Oh, you draw? I draw." And she starts showing me her pictures, and then before you know it, she's sitting behind our table. I'm giving her paper, pencils, and we're drawing together, and that was...
Oh, that's cool.
That was the only entertainment all day. We still have a picture she drew us.
Oh,
and,
nice.
And then I remember Jen Frankel mentioning that you were doing interviews. I think that's what happened. And
yeah.
You came by our table.
Yeah, and it was a week after we did the first Geekery Con, because I remember you guys brought it up when I came over.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then, you interviewed me, and I think we just had this dynamic in the interview. We just kind of...
Clicked,
yeah.
Yeah, I remember Josh taking our picture.
Yeah.
And then I was in a kind of a better mood after that because you guys were awesome.
Yeah, you even said, you were like, "Today sucked." And you were like, "It was great meeting you, though." So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, was that the one?
Well, I walked in and we had press passes, but they lost them somehow and they had to call the guy down even though I had the email to show them. I got press passes. None of the other team would help me out. It was before Hamilton Film Expo then because you
and I... Yeah, we weren't dating then yet. No. And you had asked me for a ride.
I asked because my sister told me to ask you for a ride.
Yes.
So I somehow got there with Diana, and I was just in a bad mood. I didn't want to even do any work. And you guys know me when I'm at cons. I like getting segments and interviews and photos.
You
didn't want to do anything.
You just keep going.
So we stayed in contact.
Yeah.
But I just realized this the other day. That was around October, November of that year.
Mm-hmm.
Like, February, we became Facebook friends.
I was avoiding it.
Better late than never.
I'm just kidding.
Because the anniversary came up, wait.
Friend request.
Yeah.
I'll just hold off.
You know what? I tend to disappear every winter. So, a lot
that could have been it.
Yeah, a lot of people are just like, where do you go?
And then, you know, a year later, we asked you to be part of the team. So.
Slow. It was
It was December of 2016.
It was slow and steady. It was like the turtle, not the hare.
Sarah, I'm going to ask you this.
Yeah, okay.
You've been with us about 3 years now. Okay, what's been your favorite moment so far?
Oh,
that's a tough one. Damn.
You can start thinking,
too. You didn't even ask me that.
It's coming.
Sarah, that's father.
I don't know. There's so many.
I can think of
one. Okay, you give me one.
I can't think of just one.
Okay. Well, I thought of this one for Sarah.
Okay.
The night you asked her to...
Yeah, when you proposed.
Yeah.
That's right.
It was in the geekery.
See, this podcast has got me a fiancé.
Yeah. It was in the geekery. Had friends.
We were surrounded by friends.
Yeah.
Although, I kind of have a bone to pick with you. My mom was there and Hunter was there. You could have at least whispered privately to them, hey, by the way, stick around because I'm going to propose to your daughter.
I wasn't thinking about it.
Oops.
It was a rigmarole that day, other than that.
Well, the day was a little stressful, yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
But... So, yeah. But other than that...
Yeah. Oh, but you know how these proposals go.
Yes.
Yeah. They're never...
I mean, Mom's still happy. She's happy for us.
Yeah.
And she was thrilled when we went home and told her. And
so,
you threw me right off with that. That freaked... I had no clue that was going to happen.
When Josh proposed to me, I was having an asthma attack. I was wearing a fly net because of the mosquitoes.
Oh,
we were in Algonquin. We were getting hit by bugs in the summer. Oh, yeah.
Now, Sarah Waterraven, I vow to you that this year is going to be the year you get to do your first celebrity interview with us.
Yeah. You know what? I don't know what it is. I don't know if I... I love doing the local stuff,
mm-hmm.
the authors, the artists,
yeah.
and everything. I don't know how I've just not... done the celebrity thing yet. I don't know. Maybe I'm intimidated.
Well, we got Toronto coming up, and we're going to try to get celebrities there, even if we just got a Marvel or DC guy.
I think there's always that little bit of concern that, you know, you'll interview somebody that you idolize, and it'll just do something to you. I don't know what it is. Or maybe I'll, like, freeze in front of Benedict Cumberbatch if that ever happens.
Well, in the 5 years I've been doing
it... I'll ask him to smock for us, though, that's for sure. And then I'll be like, excuse me, sir, I just need to go change my panties. I'll be back tonight.
Oh, my. In the 5 years I've been doing it, I've only personally had one bad interview experience. You guys know I'm not going to mention it here.
Nope.
But how about you, Sarah? Have you had a favorite interview moment? Because you've been there for some of the celebrities.
Karen Allen was up there. She was my first interview with you, celebrity interview.
She was my crush when I was younger.
I know. I got to meet Karen Allen.
Yeah, you had to talk me down that day.
I really did. And
from the ledge.
I was so nervous.
Jason Mewes.
Yeah, that was fun.
That was a fun one.
Tom Opat was a good one.
Yeah, he called me darling and sweetheart. That was nice.
Yeah.
And you know what? I liked meeting Paul McGann.
Yeah, he was a gentleman.
He really
held up our card
was.
For the
he was
pictures.
He was absolutely the sweetest human being. And I mean, I've met my fair share of doctors now at this point.
Yeah.
And Sylvester McCoy is up there. He's a sweetheart, too, in a grandfatherly way. And I adore Sylvester McCoy. And getting our picture taken with Matt Smith.
Yeah, that was cool.
That was also very cool.
Wow, you guys... Wow.
We're going to get you someone this year,
wow,
I promise.
Guys.
I promise.
All my moments are just with you guys, right?
So,
like, the geekery cons.
Yeah.
The one geekery, I think our one favorite geekery con, we had that, the Avengers backdrop.
Yeah, that was my favorite, too.
I had cosplayers come that were dressed as my characters from my books.
I remember that.
And, I gave them my gremlin to take a photo with. So, yeah, that was a lot of fun.
That was probably the best one of the four,
yeah,
I think.
That's my favorite con.
Yeah.
We've done so much stuff together, guys. I mean, how do you pick a favorite, right? Like,
that's
we've
right.
been to cons together, geeker cons. We've,
I'm sure we'll have many more great moments. So, basically, for the rest of this segment, I want to track down some of the people that have meant a lot to us, like, over the last 5 years. And I know we can't do one of these without Alfonso. And, of course, Candace and like that. We're going to be doing a few shows in the next few weeks, so we're going to get some of these people on this segment, I hope.
Yeah.
Actually, I already have some lined up for Kitchener. Wink, wink.
Hey-ho.
But, you know, I'm happy that we've been around for 5 years, and I hope there's a lot more to come.
Me too.
So,
yeah, you'll hear back from us on the 10-year.
Yes.
Yeah, but we're probably not going to do any shows until then, so.
Probably not.
Nah.
Long, quiet 5 years.
All right.
It'll be like we stop doing this.
Yes.
Oh,
according to some people.
You know, past your bedtime when. No, I'm just kidding. When we start getting dark, we're like, you'll never hear from us again.
We're going to play a commercial now, and we'll be back with the first guest of this segment.
And now, a word from our sponsors.
Sketchbook Comics and Games is a store that has something awesome for everyone. In addition to selling comics, board games, and action figures, there are tables for open gaming. Wednesday nights, Sketchbook features game night starting at 6 p.m. Friday through Sunday, Sketchbook is the place to be for Magic the Gathering. The store is located at 224 Glenridge Avenue, Unit 9 in St. Catharines. Come on down for all your geek comic book needs.
Hi, this is Angelica Luca Cosplay, and you're listening to We Got the Geek.
Of course.
All right, welcome back to our 5th anniversary special. Jay Stu here with the lovely Sarah J.
Lovely and tired.
We're at Toronto Comic Con, and we're here with three of our favorite cosplayers who have meant a lot to the show over the years.
Yes.
We have Candy Cosplay, E-Photo, and Loki Quinn Cosplay.
Woo!
I always got to remember I get that one right because it's your second name. So. How have you guys been?
Pretty good.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Good, yeah.
Seems,
also a little tired, but
yeah.
Good.
It seems like forever since we've seen anybody.
Oh, I know.
Time just gets away from you.
Yeah.
Yes.
And no cons between, like, December.
Oh, no. Not having a con is just like, you don't know what to do with yourself.
Yeah.
It's like, if I'm not guesting and she's wandering, she doesn't know where to go. Do I go back to Candy's booth? Wait, she doesn't have one.
Yeah. We're con goers today. We're not actually.
Yeah, it's weird being the con goer, not the guest.
Yeah.
It's a different, it's different.
Very different.
Yeah.
I can imagine.
Well, I gotta bring this up every time we see you in this building. This is where it all began.
Yes,
like
actually it is.
Ago.
Yes. Yep, Toronto Comic Con was my first convention I guested at, and where I met you guys.
Yeah. We know the story. I wasn't happy with the interview because I like to stutter.
I know, then you tracked me down at Niagara Falls Comic Con. You're like, we're redoing this.
Yeah. By the way, I did the math. For an interview I wasn't happy with, this is your 23rd appearance on the show.
Woo!
So who'd have thunk
it? Go me!
Second only behind Alfonso, who's at 36.
Go Candy!
Beat Alfonso.
Go Candy.
Oh, boy. How's your Toronto Comic Con been, actually, you guys?
Very good.
Yeah.
Tiring, but good.
Yeah. It's been super fun. And seeing, a lot of people we haven't seen in a while.
That's been the best part.
Yeah, exactly. Like, running at people. And, some people I didn't even recognize until I sat there and kind of stared at them. Oh, my God, it's you. And I went running to hug them.
Yeah, I feel like that happened more than actually recognizing people today.
Like the Loki Quinn here didn't recognize me at Kitchener in this costume.
No, was about to walk straight past you.
And, the funniest thing, though, is you got those 3D glasses, right? And you put those on, and everybody's like, you should be me. You should be me. And then the second that you're me, nobody knows who you are.
Yeah.
Now we know how Clark Kent got away with people not knowing he was Superman.
Yeah. It was like I ran into one of the showrunners, and I said hi. I was like, hey, and he looked at me like, Candy. He goes, oh,
And he came over, gave me a hug and everything. But it was that initial, like, they don't recognize me because it's a totally different
costume. You do look a bit different, to be honest.
Yeah.
But in a good way, in a good way. Oh, there she is.
Even this morning, I was with my friends, and they're like, is that Candy? And I was like, where?
I didn't even see Deadpool at first because he's behind everybody. Everybody's hugging me, and he comes up and goes, what am I, chopped liver? I'm like, oh, I'm sorry. I felt so bad that I didn't give him a hug right away.
I feel like everybody's worked on stuff over the, the off time.
Yeah.
And so now you're all getting to start seeing the costumes, and they're so drastically different from what people have done before that we just simply don't recognize them.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, this is our first time seeing you guys in these cosplays.
Yes, they're all new,
impressive.
I won't be wearing this one in the next couple weeks or so.
Yeah, because it's all warm.
Except when I go to Timmins.
Yeah, Timmins will be nice and cozy.
Yeah.
You'll be okay.
Apparently they got 30 centimeters of snow last weekend.
Ooh, that'll be perfect.
No.
No, that's bad.
I'm taking her with me.
Well, it's all right. May comes complete with snow pants, so we'll be all right.
That works.
Bring some skis.
Yeah.
Snowshoes.
You can't see me, but I'm pretending to ski.
And it's wonderful.
Yeah.
So what cosplays are you guys working on next that you can tell us about?
I am going to slowly start picking up stuff to make Aloy from Horizon Zero Dawn. I want to completely hand make her so I can enter competitions.
Yeah.
I'm going to take Angelic Luca cosplay with me when I go buy some of the stuff because she's going to tell me, because I've never done embroidery before.
Embroidery.
Yeah, I've never done that before. Yeah. So she's going to show me how to do it all. And I told her, I don't want you touching my costume, but show me on like a scrap piece and then I will copy. Because I want it all to be me.
So I guess I will be, I have committed to being Tinkerbell for Niagara Falls Comic Con.
Yes. Oh my gosh, yes. Yay!
That should be interesting.
But I'm hoping to get my Ursula done for Niagara Falls Comic Con.
A Peter Pan, so
nice.
I'm going to take a
Is Peter Pan who I think it is?
Peter Pan is going to be Josie, actually. Josie and Tannis.
I was hoping it was Steve.
No, I knew you were going to say that, but I knew that wasn't
He's
the
He's got nice red hair that would work perfectly for Peter Pan.
He would make a good Peter Pan.
He's got a Peter Pan.
Has he?
Yeah, but he hasn't worn it out yet. Like, he's taking selfies in it, but that's all.
You know what? I offered to be her Peter, and she's like, I have one already. I was like, fine then. I will do something else.
Hey.
Another con that Josie's not at.
We'll see.
I'm trying to get my husband to do Peter Pan, because every time he stands, he does the Peter Pan stance. And I'm like, will you be Peter Pan? I'll be your tank. And I keep getting no.
Aww. Well, there, you got
to
take.
I don't think he wants to wear the tights.
Well, who can blame?
And he dresses like a woman.
I was just about to say, he cosplayed as Maka.
He's cosplaying as Jinx from
League of Legends. I was going to say, that kind of ties into, like, my cosplay plans, which are the Star Guardians. So he's going to be Jinx.
Oh, yeah, that's my next one.
Yeah. Yeah, we're for Anime North. We're doing the Star Guardians. So
from League of Legends.
Yeah, so we got almost the entire group.
I think we're missing three, four?
Yeah, we've got at least two-thirds of the group. That's a lot of Star Guardian going on.
And the one photographer we know, I told him that's where we're being, and he was begging me to make him be the photographer for the day. We always shoot with Dreamland Photography and Alex Rose Photography for Anime North. And they were like, they always, both of them want us. So I was like, okay, we'll shoot our Boku no Hero with Alex and Star Guardians with Nathan. So they both get to have us.
Ta-da!
Very cool. A comment for Loki Quinn. In the last year since you kind of exploded, your cosplay has just been top shelf. Like,
thank
amazing.
You.
Yes, I will agree.
It's amazing what losing 200 pounds does. And I don't mean of my weight.
Well, we know.
We absolutely understood that reference.
When you see the pictures that Sarah took, you're Black Widow, and it's awesome. I'm a comic book nerd. I will say that. Because we want to make this all about us, 5 years, do you guys have a favorite moment working with us?
Oh, man.
All of them. I love the mini cons.
I know.
The mini cons.
I miss them.
We miss them, too.
Yeah. Honestly, I feel like the Halloween one, whatever we did at the Geekery, the Halloween, and everybody was there, and it was so much fun.
I only came to the Christmas one, but that one was fun.
Oh, yeah, the Christmas
one. Christmas one was fun, too.
When I was Effie and I co-hosted with Steeble, and that is my favorite. remind.
That's my favorite you moment for sure.
Thank you.
I know, and the way Steve played off, you kept calling you effing.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was like, so you're effing, and you're like, no, it's effing.
That was wonderful. I will tell you guys that Sarah J and I are trying to work on a mini con somewhere else.
Yes.
You guys will be the first people I tell about.
Hell yeah.
And I just wanted to say, I think we might have another moment for Loki Quinn today.
Yes.
We last year on the 4th anniversary, we start giving out honorary membership.
Yes.
And we got the geek.
Yes.
And we would like to present you with one today.
Oh, yay!
Yay! I'm clapping, but you can't hear me.
Sarah, you want to read it?
It says honorary member of We Got the Geek. The certificate is awarded to Loki Quinn cosplay in recognition of going above and beyond.
Aw, you guys.
Yay.
Thank you.
And I wrote the right date this year.
Yeah. Did you backdate the other one?
I think I dated it a month in advance or something.
It all works out.
We had a good laugh. No, we appreciate all the help and good times.
Oh, anytime. I love doing it.
Yay.
And same goes for you guys as well.
We're your pocket cosplayers.
Yay!
Well, 23 times. We're going to obviously keep asking you.
We're not just cosplayers. We're friends and family.
We're family. On a personal note, like meeting you, you introduced us to so many awesome people and friends. And
you're all invited to our wedding.
That's right.
Yes. Yes.
I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart for helping us out all these years, and we hope to see you guys a lot more.
Yes, definitely.
Yay!
And hopefully it won't be another 5 months before we see any of you again.
No.
It's con season.
We will not let it be another 5 months.
It has begun.
Yes.
All right. Thanks, guys. I really appreciate it.
Anytime.
Stay tuned, loyal listeners. There's more We Got the Geek still to come.
Kristen Hunter, also known as Kiki, is a Canadian artist specializing in polymer clay creations. Being a geek at heart, most of her work is nerd-themed. Kristen has several lines of geeky creations, including steampunk, comic, and video game-inspired work, as well as sushi-themed jewelry. Kristen is always excited to create the perfect custom piece for any theme or occasion. Please check out her website at kikiscustomcreations.com.
Sarah J and I are back at Toronto Comic Con, and it's wonderful that we've run into our old friend Dr. Stevel. How are you, sir?
I'm back. Hello, Toronto.
How was your day here at the con?
Oh my gosh, my day was fantastic. Just recently I saw Mr. Freeze, you know, the Arnold Schwarzenegger one. Mr. Freeze, hello. Nice to meet you.
That's
awesome.
Good. That's good.
That was very good.
Wow, he was fantastic.
Probably his best line from that movie, too.
Yeah. Right?
Chill out.
Freeze, bud boy.
Oh, Lord.
I hung out with Ace Ventura for a bit. He dragged me along.
Oh, I saw him wandering around. That's awesome.
He was doing the little Twitch thing. You know, he had a camera guy following him. He had a little microphone on him.
Oh, cool.
Oh, my.
But the funny part was I started doing silly things, and the camera started following me. Yet the microphone was attached to him. So it was like the camera's looking at me, like, blah, 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 just mouth moving. It was really weird. Can't wait to see it.
So it's been a long time since we've seen you. What have you been up to?
Doc's been here and there, you know, hanging out with, you know, Drew and whatnot. But just recently I got my butt kicked in Chatham.
Okay.
Oh, yes.
I'm a manager for Jackson Sparks, you know, he's a pro-Trump wrestler. And we had a loser leave town, 2 out of 3, no disqualification match.
How'd that turn out?
We got the second pin, and then Todd Shaw did a cheap shot on me.
Uh-oh.
He had a big spider on his back, so I went with a broom to wipe it off. And then he just attacked me and slammed me. That was it.
Oh, man.
The video is, the evidence is up there on YouTube.
And you're going to send a link to that on our page, right?
I will, so you guys can see what a monster he is.
going to have to check that out.
And you know what's terrible now is that the Legion of Doom, you know, those weirdos?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I say weirdos because they've embraced Todd the Blah Shaw to be their custodian of their stupid jail. I'm not having this.
Uh-oh.
I'm now at war with you freaks.
Uh-oh.
The doctor don't need you.
Business
harsh
now.
Words.
Seriously, I mean, the guy's got a face for radio. That's why he wears a metal mask. He should be doing this.
No.
Don't cross the doctor.
Oh, we know better than to cross
the
you
shots
ever.
Shots just keep coming.
I know, right? You two are fantastic.
Oh, as are you.
Thank you. As are you.
And congratulations, I hear you two are getting hitched very soon.
Yes. Yes, this September.
September, where at?
The Delphi in Niagara Falls.
Delphi.
Yes.
Ooh.
Very fancy.
Oh, cool. So, are we supposed to come as, like, you know, normal people or as evil people or, like, as
furries?
Somebody asked that. Yeah, you're not the first.
And you're not the first person to ask that question. And I said nerds and cosplayers are very seldom normal anyway. So, but dress nice.
We're talking about society's definition of normal.
Okay. Well, yes.
So I'd have to cut my hair.
Oh, boy. That might be a while.
Oh, somebody.
Hold on. Come here.
Aww.
We've got a little baby crying, and we've got our super little friend. He doesn't know me.
Aww.
There's a little convict baby here. He's wearing orange.
Dr. Evil has that effect on a lot of people.
I do. Okay, bye.
Bye.
Convict baby.
And that's another reason why he's crying.
Actually, he's dressed up as one of those little, like, TIE fighters. He's wearing orange, so it sounded funnier.
So we're glad we ran into you.
Yes.
Because you've been such a good friend to us. We met you almost at the very beginning of creating We Got the Geek. We met at Articon, second Articon.
And that was when the doctor was kind of, like, being born. He was coming out at the beginning of my career as an evil doctor.
Yeah, yes. So we've known you a while, and you've come out to help us a bunch of times.
Yes. Before that, I was a respectable surgeon, but to whatever.
Yeah. In honor of that, last year we started giving away certificates, honorary We Got the Geek membership.
Yes.
So, Sarah, would you like to read what we have?
I will gladly read. So, honorary member of We Got the Geek, this certificate is awarded to Dr. Steve-O recognition of going above and beyond.
Wow, this is awesome, and it really is. They're not faking it. It does say Dr. Steve-O.
Yeah.
Wow.
So we were hoping to run into you today.
Uh-oh. He's going to cry. Anybody got a tissue?
The doctor didn't cry. There's no video.
I'm going to put my camera away.
So thank you for everything you've done for us over the last 5 years. I really appreciate it.
Well, I would say you're welcome, but all I did was, like, sit there and sabotage half your interviews.
Yeah, but that's what
only the Alfonso one.
Only the Alfonso.
I know, right? And you got me back.
Yeah, that was good with the fart pen.
I know, and I was serious about that video, too. Jerk. I'm calling you out.
All right.
Edit that part, actually.
Oh, we'll edit that part. But thanks a lot, man. We really appreciate it. We're hoping to see you at many more of these things in the years to come.
Yes. Don't edit that out.
No.
You can't prove it's me, really.
Sketchbook Comics and Games is a store that has something awesome for everyone. In addition to selling comics, board games, and action figures, there are tables for open gaming. Wednesday nights, Sketchbook features game night starting at 6 p.m. Friday through Sunday, Sketchbook is the place to be for Magic the Gathering. The store is located at 224 Glenridge Avenue, Unit 9 in St. Catharines. Come on down for all your geek and comic book needs.
All right. welcome back to our fifth anniversary show. I'm here with Sarah J.
Hi.
We've run into someone who's meant a lot to us over the last 5 years. She's sitting here with us right now, a fantastic cosplayer. You all know her. You all love her. You all want to be here. It's Miss Hyde Cosplay. How's it going?
Hi. It's great. It's been a very, very busy day here at Toronto Comic Con, but it's been a good one.
That's cool. And you and your friends all got together and did a Teen Titans cosplay thing.
It's a mix of Teen Titans and the actual Titans, like from the Rebirth series. What I'm wearing is Donna's Rebirth outfit. I actually am making her Galaxy suit at some point, but I wanted to wear this one first because most of our team is from the Rebirth generation. So.
Well, I'm a nerd because I realized the one guy was Wally West's new costume.
Yeah. I've got my Flash. Yeah, Donna's got her Flash. Unfortunately, we're missing Omen and we're missing Arsenal, but we're hoping to make that up for another photo shoot another time.
Very cool. Like I was saying, it's the fifth anniversary. I think we met you shortly after the second anniversary.
Yeah.
GK Comic Con.
Yeah. Where has the time gone? What was I wearing?
You were
Anna. Was I wearing Anna that day?
Yeah.
And then you didn't remember who I was?
That's right.
No,
we were with a different crew, and we took your picture. You were in a contest, and there's two pictures of you up on that day in our photo shoot. And I don't think I talked to you that day, but you knew who I was the next time we ran into each other.
Yeah, and you forgot who I was, which we like reminding each other about, but that's okay.
You had a different costume.
I'm surprised you remember who I am. He's engaged to me.
I'm old.
Don't edit that out. Oh, my. Wah, wah.
Oh, boy.
Really bad when Sarah J. and Ms. Hyde are friends.
Our first interview together was at Con Bravo that year, where our former photographer Ryan wanted you to hit me with your Harley hammer.
Oh, geez, yeah. I still can't believe, like, that seems like so long ago, but it wasn't really that long ago.
Yeah, 3 years ago.
That was really funny, though, actually, almost seeing. Actually, did I tap you in the face with the hammer? I almost got you.
Yeah.
Almost got him with the bat. It was, yeah. But that was it. I thought I sounded ridiculous during that interview, and then I've listened to other ones since. I'm like, no, that was actually pretty good.
That was a good one. For some reason, 2015 turned out to be like a huge year for us as far as meeting people went.
Yeah, we've met lots of great people along the way.
Yeah, and that was also the first year of our first Geek Recon that we had yet.
Oh, jeez. That was an amazing weekend. My first actual guesting. Like, you guys basically launched what I'm doing today. Like, I mean, like, I'm making costumes now. I'm taking on commissions. I've been guesting at various other events and things like that. I'm part of a couple of different charity organizations now. Yeah, you guys kind of started off my ascent into cosplay. So thank you.
Oh,
thank
no
you,
problem.
Thank you, thank you.
I always feel proud when I see you as a guest somewhere now.
I'm not sure what's up next. I know that I've been doing a lot of stuff with Echo 3, which is a charity group based out of London. I think we've got a couple events coming up with them, and I'm not sure otherwise. I've got another kind of charity group thing that's kind of in the works right now. So you'd have to talk to a couple of my cosplay friends once if you wanted to when they came back. But it's I think it's Legion of Icons,
okay.
Or Legends of Icons. I can't remember what the name of the group is. But I will have to update that information with you when I get the full. But we're going to be doing some charity events in and around the Toronto area. So.
Any future cosplays you can tell us about?
I have finished up Ahsoka Tano. I will have her out at a couple of events, hopefully in April. I have a new Batwoman suit that I'm debuting tomorrow. I have a list, I don't know, a mile long of cosplays I want to do, so it's really funny when someone says, oh, is there a cosplay you want to do next? where do I begin? That's the hard part when you're a cosplayer. You start on one cosplay, and then it's like, squirrel! Or, ooh, shiny! When another, some
something great comes along. Oh, well, I'm reworking my vest for my Infinity War Black Widow before the opening of the movie, because there were more pictures released lately, and you can now see her vest is not black, it's green. So I have to kind of redo that whole thing before the opener, so.
Well, I think it's cool that you made the cosplay, like, just from watching the first trailer. Like, that's awesome.
Yeah, I am a bit of a crazy person when it comes to that kind of thing.
Didn't say crazy, said cool.
Yeah, it's a bit of the same stuff. Six of one, half a dozen of the other. Amen.
Yes. So, because we want to make it all about us this weekend, what has been your favorite We Got the Geek memory over the last few years?
The Guardians of the Geek Recon was a lot of fun. I mean, I can't really pin down one thing, because every time I run into you guys, it's always something great. We always have a great time. I mean, the people that I've met through you guys, through the events that you guys have had, have always been, like, really great people and are still really great friends. So I can't really pin anything down. Everything's just been great since you guys came along.
In other words, it's been great.
It's been great. Yeah, it's been great.
Well, we always...
It's kickerific! I've always wanted to say that.
There you go. We always love seeing you at these things, and we're happy you've become a friend of the show, and, you know, continued success, and we definitely hope to keep running into you at these things.
Oh, definitely. Me too. Thank you so much.
Because that would hurt.
Yeah.
Ow. All right. Well, we're going to head to another commercial, and we'll be right back.
Stay tuned, loyal listeners. There's more We Got the Geek still to come.
So, Jay Sue here with Sarah J here at the lovely Toronto Comic Con.
Yes, hello, and welcome to day two of Toronto Comic Con.
And we couldn't do this special fifth anniversary look at the podcast without talking to the mighty,
the wonderful,
the famous artist, the movie star,
celebrity extreme extraordinaire,
fantastic store owner,
and good friend.
Oh, you guys!
36th appearance.
36. Yes.
He's going to be 36.
This is going to be 36.
36, and you know, because it's so special, how do you say 36 in Espanol?
36.
Cool.
What he said.
It is Alfonso from Studio Comics.
Yay, guys.
How you doing, sir?
And he provides his own fanfare.
A jukebox. Right? So I would love to have a sign that says all these little things, you know.
But so right.
I would love it. I would love it.
We'll
just for my personal own.
We'll get out of that.
I gotta remember. Oh no, we can hear it. We'll listen to it back. It'll be fine.
Yeah, and then we do one in Spanish, right?
Yeah,
sure. Why not? Why not?
Okay, you can do that.
Yeah. Okay. You guys, thank you very much for having me once again here.
Of course.
Now I've been doing this on a live Facebook thing.
Yeah,
it's been awesome.
They've been doing that, and then every time that we start to be this, like, and once again from the Studio Comics Press Central, and then Sandeep, every time that we finish the video, it's like, what do you have to do that? I'm like, yeah, why? I don't know why. You started off like that. But it's just silly. I don't know. But I love it. Thank you very much for stopping by. Congratulations. 5 years.
5 years, yeah. And I was thinking about it. Articon was probably 3 months into when we started back in 2013. I think you were the first comic book person we spoke with on the podcast.
Yes. And I still, it's an ongoing. That Articon, like we said, it was always like the one show that kind of like mushed everybody there.
Yeah.
And I love the whole fact that I get to finally hang out with Steve-O, number one, right? Number two, you guys interview me with an original cast member, right?
Yeah.
Sensation of the internet nowadays.
Oh, are we talking about John?
John.
John Ballmer.
fishing sensation.
Fishing sensation, John Bulmer.
Yeah.
Hello, John. Have you seen the size of his bass?
And the funny thing is, I didn't even say one word that day during the interview.
No, no,
I was just standing there holding
the mic. Yeah, the mic. Yeah, and John actually did the whole interview and all this stuff. But since then, I mean, like, one of the things that I could see with We Got the Geek is that the podcast, the people, the way that you interview people, you can tell how has been growing, being more richer, being more solid, the way that it's approached.
Yeah.
From day one all the way that we are right now.
Yes.
And it's 5 years later, dude.
Like, 5 years later.
You see, how many people have you interviewed so far?
I'd have to figure it out. We have close to 700 segments on the website now.
And then we have to, like, do a huge celebratory when we hit 1,000 episodes.
Probably about 2 or 3 years away from that one.
Oh, no. We're just going to keep churning them out next month.
And you can do, like, a little commercial this time. One podcast, one person, 700 people interviewed. We got the geek type of thing.
I love it.
Should.
Yeah. Well, now we know who can record that.
Oh, yeah.
Like, of course. This summer, two guys fighting against
the Velvet Tones of Alfonso Espinosa.
Oh, we do it in Spanish, right?
Oh.
Un hombre. And La Comic Con.
We have a winner.
A winner.
We're keeping that.
Hey, great guys. Happy 5th anniversary. I saw you there. Happy 5th anniversary. Hey, it's Nick right there. Hey, 5th anniversary. And the main thing is that one of the milestones that I will say, being part of interview all the time, We Got the Geek, is I love it. It's my little certificate, my thing, right? My certificate thingy.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's right.
I get it right on my
office. It's in your store. We were so happy to see that.
Every time I have it on my back, I watch it every day. I look at it.
Thanks,
it's just really great. I love it. I mean, it's so special to have those little things. Oh. I see, and I love it to be part of this great adventure of We Got the Geek. I know that this is not it. I know there's another 15, 20, 25 years to come.
Oh, let's hope. When I'm an old man in the old folks home talking about Star Wars and stuff.
We'll be doing the podcast from the seniors' rec room.
I will be around, don't worry.
All right. That's a deal.
And we'll be talking about the you know, how the pudding sucked at dinner and, you know, like, who took their pills and who didn't.
Alfonso, is Cambridge happening this year?
Cambridge did it 3 years ago.
What?
What?
No, that would be nice. This is another thing. In these 5 years, I have seen so many podcasts start
and then finish.
That's, then you see the guys again walking at Comic Con, of course, with doing their shopping, and
yeah.
I was like, "Hey, buddy, how's it going? How's the podcast going?" Yeah, you know what?
About that.
Yeah, we've been interviewed by a couple of people like that too. So.
But you guys keep going. You guys keep moving and always getting new people on
the
whole thing.
The thing is innovation. We have to keep up with, you know, different technologies and different media platforms. Like, we want to grow the YouTube channel. We want to get into more videos. We want to do more and more and more and grow and grow and grow. So that,
well, you know, you have 700 little segments. You have 700 videos on YouTube. Doesn't matter.
That is something we could think about, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Just pretty much record them there. I see so many of them happening like that.
Yeah.
Just have the image to put the whole interview and they're done.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yep. Get into it.
Yeah.
That's what I'm trying to do with my channel, with all these videos that I'm doing on Facebook Live. I'm trying to put it on YouTube. It takes time. But, I mean, I have probably like 20 of them of the... Because I was talking to Sandeep about these live videos that we do. Mm-hmm. We have so far close to 72 hours of video.
Wow.
In that short span of time.
Oh, man.
I mean, the story is going really well. And every time that something new happens, we try to make a video.
That's
rant
cool.
about stuff.
That'd be great, too.
Yeah. We're ready to talk about, like, just random stuff. But it's fun. It's really, really fun.
Nothing wrong with that. That's what we do.
Yeah. And I'm still... How many in top of candy?
This would be 36 for you. You're 36. 13 ahead of her.
13. I'm 13 beaters ahead of you, Candy.
Yeah, she was mentioning yesterday that she needs to catch up to you.
You gotta get, well, she, okay. Now you have one more to catch up, Candy. So we'll see. I know you can. I have faith in you, Candy. I think we're doing something really cool with the girls, too. So they have some really cool projects coming.
Yeah, well, the calendar was awesome.
Yes.
It's on my wall. I see it every day when I wake up.
Yeah. It's awesome. I got today, this month is Brooke's month.
It is, yeah.
Yeah, it's Brooke. So she's a squirrel. So I got it right there. Yeah, squirrel over there.
Come out merch.
Yeah, and then next year, I mean, for the end of this year, we're going to have some more projects, another calendar.
I'm going to be in it.
I know.
I'm working on my Ursula cosplay.
Yes, I know. I was talking to the girls yesterday about it.
I'm excited.
It's good. It's good. This is it, right? This is always supporting the new talent, having the people interact, having fun. This is what not only Comic-Con is, but this is all this little family that we have built right here at Comic. Yeah. So then, if we lose one of these pieces, you know, it doesn't taste the same. So.
But, and sometimes you have to lose a piece or two, because
unfortunately,
you know, stuff happens, and if a piece of that puzzle or whatever isn't needed or something happens, then...
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I'm definitely happy about the current lineup of the podcast.
Yeah.
And like you said, everyone's part of a big family. Little did I realize when we walked into that interview at Articon 5 years ago, I never once thought to myself while I was sitting there with the mic in hand and John was talking, thinking about you, going, you know, one day I'm going to invite that dude to a wedding.
And here we are.
Oh, you guys, by the way, congratulations for that. I'm so happy about like all this new stuff, especially the wedding. Stuff.
We're not podcasting at the wedding, though.
No, we should.
I'm going to do a live video over there. Hey, we're live on this. And then he's going to say yes right now.
Everyone's already asking if they can cosplay at the reception.
So are we dressing normal? Or are we dressing up?
Yeah. Can I wear my hat?
You almost have to, I think.
Showing up with my hat. Okay, that's good.
Thanks, shirt and everything.
Yeah.
I saw you without your hat once.
Yeah.
Walk in, we won't recognize you. We'll be who is that guy?
Like Clark Kent.
It's just a hat. No, it's the only way that I can keep the hair on top. If I put the hat, otherwise then the hair just falls like... Okay, I think there's another one that goes. So yeah, I'm not gonna wear the hat. Can I wear a tuxedo?
If you want.
Sure. I mean, it's not black tie, but sure.
Okay.
You can if you really want to.
She won't let me wear a Batman suit.
Oh, come on. At least after he said yes, you should allow him to.
I wanted him to wear a kilt, but he said no to the kilt. Because he's Scottish. And it would just make sense. But no.
Well, you would find something for him to wear. Something.
Not Batman.
No, I know. I'm just teasing.
Maybe the mask, but that's it.
Really?
Maybe.
There you go. Mask is done. And then this is the whole thing. The same way that your team has been growing and changing and evolving, the same thing here. Now the new member right here, like he's going to be leaving me soon because he's going to Vancouver. Come over here.
No, I'm just expanding.
He's just expanding. Yeah. Now it's going to be Studio Comic Express Vancouver.
Vancouver.
I mean, Newfoundland.
Vancouver is like, no.
Close. I'm not going with
A little close.
Newfoundland is much better.
Yeah. Well, better food. Better seafood.
My bouncer, bodyguard, and also here, my partner in crime, Chad.
Nazi dresser.
Oh, yeah. It's always
McKinney. It looks sexy,
So he's going to be taking care of Newfoundland with Studio Comics. So
nice.
That's nice.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. And then another good announcement.
All right.
Here's Manufacture 2. It's being filmed as we speak. They were here.
Oh, Oh, yeah, we saw Aaron yesterday.
Yeah. And he was saying about a series.
Exactly.
So and then part two.
Part two and
that's
part three.
That's amazing.
So then we're really happy. I know that it's going to be really, really cool to see Heroes Manufactured now on TV as a series on Beautiful.
Awesome. You'll have to let us know when it, where, like, what channel it's airing on and if it's going to be, you know.
Yeah, totally. I mean, it's still a project that is going to take another couple years to be completed.
Yeah.
But as of right now, we have a solid lead that we start filming and doing everything. So.
Oh, cool.
Now, really nice. Fingers crossed, there's not another scene like there was of you in Montreal in the first one. Otherwise, you're going to give Danielle and Sarah, Juan Raven, like a nervous breakdown.
Yeah.
Hey, that's what I mean. Team changes. Team members go. Team members come. Those team members, sadly, they are not actively gone with Studio Comics anymore, but they're participating doing other stuff. And I'm really happy that their lives have been going in the way that they are. You know?
That's good.
I mean, some people, they just decide to do that. I'm fine with it.
But anyhow, man, thank you for talking to us once again and for being part of our little geek family
for
the last 5 years.
36.
You've been there almost since the beginning, man.
I know. Almost from the beginning. So happy. So happy.
Yay!
And we're still around. We're not going anywhere.
Nope.
And we will keep pipping your stuff as long as we can.
And then we have Andre the Flash coming right to us. Yeah. Andre Campbell is another comic book artist that you might see on social media. He is the artist of this awesome comic called Starkeeper.
Oh, hey, I remember. Fantastic. We read it.
He got it.
Yeah. And then we have him here. So then that's another little piece of the City Comics Press family. Yay. So then we're always together.
Yes. That's awesome.
Together.
We love that.
Yes.
Very much so.
Yeah. All right, man. Well, have a good rest of your Toronto Comic Con.
Yeah.
And we'll probably see you at the next one.
Yes, for sure.
Yay.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for listening. To hear more We Got the Geek, check us out at www.wegotthegeek.com and on iTunes.